Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and this week we're talking survival. Now, over half of the produce grown in Mexico and imported by the U.S. and Canada comes through one town, Nogales, Arizona. $4 billion worth of food, in fact. But many fruits and vegetables don't survive and get rejected before they leave Nogales. Reporter Lisa Morehouse tells us now that a part of that produce can get a second life.
And the eggplant and the romas, tomato on the vine, these are the romas.
Yolanda Soto walks through a building overflowing with fruits and vegetables on a street called Produce Drive. Forget about the usual warehouse worker's uniform of boots and heavy jackets. Soto's wearing bright pink, head to toe.
And we have cucumbers. Well, I can't reach, I'm too short. And they're really in very good condition.
Soto runs Borderlands Food Bank. Every year, it rescues about 40 million pounds of safe, edible fruits and vegetables headed for the landfill. That's about one serving of produce for every child in the U.S.
As you can see, this is a Mexican gray squash. Just the little bits of scarring, it's perfectly good. It's a great product. But because it had some scarring, they couldn't sell it. Who's going to buy it?
U.S. consumers think good-tasting produce has to look perfect on the outside.
We are crazy. Because the waste is enormous and it's not right.
Just down the street from Borderlands, Jaime Chamberlain sits in his office above a huge produce warehouse. His company, JC Distributing, will import 7 million boxes of produce from Mexico this season.
We're able to import fruits and vegetables from any country we want, and we no longer live in that area where our parents or grandparents used to tell us this is out of season. You know, you can't have strawberries, you can't have zucchini, because that's not in season right now.
But about 40% of food in the U.S. goes to waste, in fields, on grocery store shelves, in our refrigerators. And because we import so much produce from Mexico, plenty gets rejected right here in Nogales, before it can even begin its journey to you. That starts with Customs and Border Protection.
At the U.S. border, all our fruits and vegetables and whatever we're importing is subject to inspection by about 40 different government agencies.
Searching for anything from drugs to pests. After that, in Chamberlain's warehouse, USDA inspectors pull samples from stacks of tomato boxes, checking that each fruit meets quality and size standards. Then Chamberlain inspects it too. Here, he's looking at ripeness. These light pink tomatoes.
That color is fantastic to travel to the East Coast with.
There's no full blood red tomatoes today, but if there were.
The full red needs to be sold tomorrow. There is a perishable timing to this. So.
When that's the case, and Jaime Chamberlain doesn't have the right buyer, he calls Yolanda Soto. When Borderlands Food Bank started 20 years ago, it did what a lot of food banks do. Hand out boxes full of non-perishable emergency food, not produce. Soto changed that.
When we saw how much was being dumped, saturating the dump site, our local landfill, just beautiful product. And with all the need, how could we possibly allow this to happen?
In the U.S., about 15% of people struggle with hunger. In Arizona, it's about 20%. Soto reached out to her neighbors at the scores of produce distribution warehouses around her.
Going from distributor to distributor and asking them to please call us before they decided to dump and that we would pick up.
We are like five drivers. Each one we go out like five or maybe six times a day.
Hector Elias drives from Borderlands to a nearby warehouse where he backs up the truck's trailer to door number 10. He looks over pallets of grape tomatoes originally intended for California.
I mean, it's too red right now, no? So by the time it gets to California, it's gonna be no good no more.
But Borderlands can redistribute these ripe tomatoes regionally within hours. Or with big loads of less ripe produce that can handle a long haul, Yolanda Soto gets on email. She's got a list of 200 hunger relief organizations across the country.
And I say, hi, guys. You want some eggplant, cucumber, and tomato?
It's first come, first served. The agencies handle transportation and pay Borderlands Food Bank 2 pennies per pound.
So a trailer load, maximum, you're going to pay $800. which is nothing. You're talking about $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 worth of product.
Thousands of people also show up for Powwow, Produce on Wheels Without Waste, weekly distributions in Phoenix and Tucson. Anyone's welcome. For a $10 donation, each person can haul off 60 pounds.
Pack as much in there as you can.
Looks like I got some squash and cucumbers.
This is the best line there.
Every time I came here, I thought this was local produce. But it's not. It comes from Mexico, which is all right. They grow good stuff.
It's not just for my family. It's for, like, three other groups of people.
One particular person is an elderly man that just can't get out, and he needs to eat.
Borderlands.
Back at Borderlands Food Bank, Yolanda Soto's still answering phones. She's got another donation, this for 30 pallets of colored bell pepper. She has lots of future plans for Borderlands.
Where I could rescue millions more product. And I could also do composting, I could do juicing, I could do dehydration and canning.
All she needs is a bigger warehouse. For Latino USA, I'm Lisa Morehouse in Nogales, Arizona.
Our report is a collaboration with the Food and Environment Reporting Network, an investigative reporting nonprofit focusing on food, agriculture, and environmental health. And Lisa Morehouse produced this piece during a fellowship at Hedgebrook, a residency for women writers. To learn more about food waste in the U.S., visit our website, latinousa.org.